Well, g'day everybody. I'm sorry that this study podcast is a little late, about 12 hours late, but we will get into it. This is the second last Revelation study that we will do. We will look at the final passage of Revelation in the new term, at the beginning of the new term, and we'll finish this term with this study, which is just picking up one idea from the work, the passage that we looked at last week. I put a little preface or a blurb at the beginning of the study there for everybody to read and to think about. So have a look at that, because it's an important one, understanding that we are judged by works and we need to think through this issue and be conscious and aware of it. The first question is, have you ever met someone who calls themselves a believer but does not seem to be living out a believer-like life? Do you think that they can still be true believers? So obviously this is a icebreaker, discussion starter. Really don't need to come to any conclusions during this, but just allow the discussion to go on. I don't think it could flare up a little bit and take a little too long, so make sure you keep control of that and move on to the questions. Question two, read Revelation 20, 11 to 15. A, when do you think this judgment is occurring from verses 11 and 12? And it would seem that this is an end of time judgment. This is after the period of time, so-called the millennium, which I believe we're in now. And at the end of that millennium, there will be a judgment day when Jesus returns. When do you think, so that's that one. B, who is being judged, everyone or only believers? Some will say that this judgment is only for unbelievers. I believe, and I will establish that in the following questions, that this is a judgment of believers and unbelievers, and it's in the book of works. So it's according to works that people are judged. What is the basis of this judgment, verses 12 to 13? Well, verses 12 and 13 say twice that it is according to works. And so verse 12, they were judged from the things that were written in the books according to their deeds. And in verse 13, they were judged, every one of them, according to their deeds. There is an emphasis here on the works that we're judged by. Question 2, part D, who is thrown into the lake of fire? Well, it's everyone whose names are not written in the book of life. Something to think about there. E, how do you get your name in the book of life? Well, as we said on Sunday, Revelation doesn't tell us how to get our name into the book of life specifically, but it does describe those who are in the book of life, and you might like to look at Revelation chapter 3 and look at the church of Sardis, which describes those who are in the book of life as being awake and being well-dressed. And understanding what it is to be awake and well-dressed, if that describes you, then that describes you being in the book of life. A word from Jesus in question 3. Read Luke 12, 35 to 48. In verses 35 to 40, who will it be good for? And basically, it's good for those who are dressed and ready, which is the same sort of theme coming through there. That is, ready for the coming of Jesus, both back then ready and now ready. Part B, in verses 42 to 46, who will it not be good for? Well, obviously it's not going to be good for those who are not ready, who are not dressed, and that is dressed knowing what the Master wants us to be doing, which is the part of C, what is the judgment principle in 47 and 48? And that judgment principle is there saying, as Jesus says, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know the thing, who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded, and from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So there's some pretty significant words there. We will be judged according to the opportunities that we have had, our time, our talents and treasures. We will be judged. Question four, read the following verses. What are your reactions? Now, just for each of those, really just read them. They're just reinforcing what we're talking about, but there might be things pop up and questions that come from those. So just read them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 verses, and I've already printed them there, so you don't need to look them up. Question five, read 1 Corinthians 3:10-15. Now, this is particularly applied to leaders. So think of leaders, growth group leaders, church leaders, that sort of thing. A, what is the only foundation that leaders must build on? What do you think this means? Well, it says there that the only foundation that can be built on is Jesus. So what does that mean? Well, I think the sort of thing that that would mean is that as leaders, we need to be making sure that we're promoting the Lord Jesus and his grace and goodness to us. As you know, there'll be leaders who have taken churches astray and started cults and all sorts of things and have not built it on the foundation of Jesus, but built it on the foundation of their own personality or their own desires or their own wants, that sort of thing. B, what is to be used to build on that foundation? What do you think that means? Well, it says there that there are wood, hay and straw and that sort of thing. Now, those things are wood, hay and straw, I would suggest, giving more cheaper and not really putting effort in as a leader. The gold and fine jewels, etc., that it talks about there is really trying to put the best in possible as a leader, and there will be judgment for that. And what will determine the results of all the... Sorry, my phone just has died. And now it's come back to life. What will determine... Question 5, Part C. What will determine the results of the assessment of a leader's building? Well, verse 13 says... 12 says in 1 Corinthians 4, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, their work will be shown for what it is because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. Now, this is particularly pointing to leaders. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames or by the skin of their teeth, as may be. So I think the sort of application here is to the church leader who is really not putting in much effort or not much wisdom, and so is really building with hay or straw rather than gold, silver and costly stones, things like that. Their work will be shown for what it is. The next one, question 6, read Ephesians 2:8-10. And the simple question is, what are we saved by? And that is grace through faith. What are we saved for? Well, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, the good works which he prepared for us to walk in. Question 7 is really getting down to brass tacks, so to speak, practical. Describe some of the good works we are to do under the following categories. A, time. So think about, God has given us time. How are we spending our time? Is it kingdom-focused time? What does that look like? B, treasure. Obviously, that is going to include money, but it's all our resources. How are we spending our time and resources? Our treasures and resources when it comes to ministry. Are we investing in the mission of the gospel, both locally and abroad, or are we rather hoarding and keeping it to ourselves? C, about our talents. So we've got time, but we might actually have some skills that we're able to put into the local church or needs in the local community that we can do in the name of Christ. Those sorts of things. So really, question 7 is trying to get very practical about what is happening there. There's a bonus question. Could your works be judged good from the Book of Works in Revelation 20, but your name not be in the Book of Life? And so not be thrown into the lake of fire, so to speak. I think that's a good question and one worth following up on. Anyway, thank you. Hope your group goes well. And we've been going back now to the 10-minute podcast. That was pretty good. See ya.